I am joined here alongside today Matt Andrews. Matt, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
Yeah, sure. So again, my name is Matthew Andrews. I'm a teaching professor here in the Department of History. I'm an American historian, and I teach courses that use sports to explore the big themes in American history.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here today. You know, we want to talk a little bit about Kobe Bryant, his recent passing. You know, it's been so important kind of in the news lately. So first, kind of start off, you know, where were you when you got the news and what was your initial reaction?
That's interesting. I was driving. I had just dropped my daughter off somewhere. And I was driving, and I don't recommend this. Don't look at your phone when you get a text when you're driving. But my phone beeped, and I looked down, and my daughter had told me, so it was right Sunday, that Kobe Bryant died. And I just thought, no, that's not right. There's no way. I think it was especially surreal because LeBron had just passed him the night before, and so mm-hmm. Kobe was sort of on our minds.
Yeah.
And then I got home, and I got on the internet, and I was so sad to hear it. And I got to say, well, when I found out that his daughter, Gianna, was in the plane, for me, actually, that was even bigger. As a father, that one really hit me hard.
Yeah, definitely. And so, I mean, just to start out, you are from California, correct?
Yeah, I'm from California. I'm from the Bay Area. So let's get this out in the open. I'm a Golden State Warriors fan. I am a lifelong Lakers hater because they have consistently beaten up on the Warriors. Not the last couple of years, but that is an aberration. And then I lived in Los Angeles, so I think I understand LA's affinity. I lived in Los Angeles for about a dozen years. I was there during the Magic Johnson years, though.
Yeah. So, you know, having roots down there and stuff like that, you know, knowing people out there, what did you think Kobe's impact was just to that state and LA as a city overall?
Well, I got to be honest, I've been a little surprised by the overwhelming amount of grief. And that's not to say he doesn't deserve to be grieved over.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just kind of maybe from a slightly older generation. I'm not a Kobe guy, you know, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I know your generation, that's the Kobe generation. I'm a Magic Johnson guy. Yeah. As much as I hated the Lakers, I just think that Magic Johnson is one of the three best basketball players I've ever seen. So I've been a little surprised by the overwhelming outpouring about Kobe. But I do know that Los Angeles has many things going for it in sports and outside of sports, but there is nothing bigger than the Los Angeles Lakers and in that city. And the fact that Kobe Bryant was there for 20 years, five titles, you know, he's right there in the middle of the entertainment industry, and he's not just a basketball player, he's an entertainer. You know, I suppose when I think of it that way, it does make sense that there's such a close emotional connection between the people of that city and Kobe Bryant. And I've been really surprised to hear people say, actually, that Kobe Bryant is the greatest Laker of all time. Magic Johnson said that.
Yeah, of course.
If we're just talking basketball, I don't agree with that. This is no slight on Kobe Bryant. I think Magic Johnson is the greatest Laker basketball player of all time. But boy, the amount of the depth of feeling and grief in that city has been really interesting to see.
Yeah. And, you know, we've had cases of, you know, Roy Halladay's passing just recently, and even Roberto Clemente back in the middle of his career.
Yeah.
But have we seen a precedent of something, you know, of the standard of a global icon, in your opinion?
No. You know, when I think of athletes passing, I think of the Yankee player Thurman Munson, the catcher, the rock of that team, dying in a plane crash, in a small plane crash in the late 1970s. Right, Kobe was not playing. He has been a couple years retired. But we haven't seen an athlete of Kobe's stature in the United States, throughout the world, suddenly passing. To me, the only thing I would compare it to, actually, and when I heard the news, I was immediately brought back to this moment. It was when Magic Johnson announced that he had HIV. Mm-hmm. And when he announced that he had HIV and was retiring from the game, this was a time when people didn't live with HIV. They died. And so the idea that this guy, this big, strong, charismatic athlete, was going to wither away, get sick, and die, that was like hearing Magic Johnson had died. He, of course, didn't. But that's what it reminds me of.
Yeah. And so kind of looking now on his impact of the game, you know, we've had funny stories of kids talking about, you know, the reason they throw stuff in the trash can and yell Kobe is because of him and throw up shots like that. And, you know, players in today's game are going out and changing the numbers. We've had the players do the 24-second shot clock violation, seeing stuff of honor like that.
Yeah.
You know, how important or how big do you think his impact on the game was?
It's a great question. You know, I'm a historian of basketball. I don't put Kobe in the list of transformative players, as players whose game changed the game. You know, I put Magic Johnson, Oscar Robertson, Jerry West, Bill Russell, Michael Jordan, and Julius Irving. You know, I put those players there. You know, and Kobe, well, he's Michael Jordan 2.0. I mean, that was his whole point. I mean, Kobe said that explicitly. I'm coming into the league to be the next Jordan. In fact, I want to surpass Jordan. But what Kobe has that Michael Jordan did not was, well, they both had incredible timing. Jordan comes into the league right at the time that satellite television, fiber optic cables, the internet is, or not, the internet's not quite there yet, but satellite and cable television. And he's beamed around the world that way. Kobe comes along right, I think I saw a stat when Kobe entered the league in 96, 10% of Americans had internet, and now all Americans have internet. We have it in our pocket. And he's bridged that internet generation and the social media generation. And so Kobe's face, Kobe's image, his likeness spread around the world in ways that Jordan's never did. And I think that kind of helps explain just his immense global popularity.
Yeah, of course. And so even looking beyond it, you know, he won an Oscar. You know, he's done different stuff. I remember in an interview he said, you know, he'd rather be remembered as Kobe the investor rather than just Kobe the basketball player.
Yeah.
You know, how great was it to see him, you know, so focused on his off-the-court life as well, and, you know, even post-career, it seemed like he was just getting started.
Well, I have two thoughts there. So, you know, how do we remember Kobe? And there's been a little bit of controversy, a little bit of disagreement in how people are remembering Kobe. You know, Kobe had that moment in 2003 when he was accused and arrested for sexual assault.
Yeah.
And he ended up more or less admitting that he had done that. He wrote a very interesting apology to the victim, saying that he thought it had been consensual, but it wasn't. And so for a lot of people, they're having a hard time remembering Kobe as a hero, you know. And in fact, there are a few episodes out there, people who have written about this. There's a Washington Post reporter who wrote about this, and she's literally getting death threats, you know, bringing this up at this particular moment. So when you say Kobe Bryant, some people remember that.
Yeah.
Some people remember his sublime basketball game. I mean, here is a cocky kid who came into the league and said he was going to be the next Jordan and almost pulled it off, which is saying something, because Jordan, to me, is at the absolute pinnacle of the sport.
Yeah.
If I'm going to grieve about Kobe, and of course I'm going to grieve about Kobe because he passed away with his daughter. It's such a terrible story. But I think what you were just talking about, his Oscar, the way he had become a very vocal proponent of women's sports, you know, the way he was so closely identifying with his daughter, girl dad, I guess is this phrase people are using to talk about Kobe Bryant. There are many tragedies to anyone dying. I think one of the great tragedies of losing Kobe Bryant is we are denied the opportunity to see where he was going to go next. You know, he was someone who was clearly evolving. He was evolving based on that accusation against him in 2003. Whenever he would make a mistake in his life, he would seem to do a 180 and start saying the right things. You got the sense that he was going to have a remarkable post-basketball career in a way that athletes rarely do. You know, they retire and that's the end of their public existence. You got the sense that Kobe was going to do incredible things. And now, of course, we're denied the opportunity to see that.
Yeah. And you mentioned as a dad, you have a daughter, and you've seen, you talked a lot about his impact on the women's game.
Yeah.
And, you know, even recently we just saw the Women's Players Association, you know, negotiate for better deals like that. And, you know, you believe like a guy like Kobe Bryant really helped bring up the game. You know, how cool is that as a dad to see, you know, the future of something like that becoming so big?
By far, my favorite Kobe memories are the most recent ones of seeing him sitting courtside with his daughter and instructing his daughter in the game and seeing his daughter roll her eyes at him, you know, oh, dad, which is exactly what my daughter does when I try to tell her about the finer points of the game. But the fact that he was so invested, so publicly invested in his daughters and in their sports careers, you know, his daughter Gianna famously wanted to go to the University of Connecticut, be part of the big UConn program. And think about what a boost, actually. I mean, this is looking too far ahead. These are what ifs. But think about what that would have done for the WNBA, you know, what it would have done for the image of the WNBA and the popularity of the WNBA to have Kobe Bryant's daughter playing in the WNBA. Yeah. And just last week, I was really struck by this. You know, just last week, he came out and said that there are WNBA players who could play in the NBA. They deserve the opportunity to try out for the WNBA.
Yeah.
Maya Moore and others. And you know, that's more evidence, I think, of Kobe Bryant's growth when it comes to gender politics. And I think it's wonderful that he was saying those things. And, you know, and now that voice is gone.
Yeah. And so kind of as a final question, you know, as a sports historian yourself and looking at the, you know, we've talked about the impact of Kobe on the court, off the court and stuff, you know, where do you think he ends up in history? You know, how do you think we kind of look on the life of Kobe Bryant, you know, and how would you just kind of describe?
Do you mean as a basketball player or as more than a basketball player?
I guess a little bit of both kind of in a way.
Yeah. Well, one thing I have been sort of that has tickled me a little bit is the way that after he died, people said, well, now we need to reconsider his place in the all-time basketball greats. Mm-hmm. I think that's a human reaction, but that doesn't make any sense to me. He's no better a basketball player, you know, now that he's passed away.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant is one of the 10 greatest basketball players of all time. I don't put him in my top five, but look, we can argue back and forth about this. That's just my opinion. You know, when I say that he got close to being Michael Jordan, to me, that's pretty much the ultimate compliment because I think Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player ever. Again, when I remember Kobe, I'm going to remember him in a couple of ways. I'm going to remember him as someone who was flawed, who made mistakes. But I'm also going to remember him as someone who was evolving at such a rapid pace, you know, who is transforming himself before our eyes. And as someone who, you know, he was a big tennis fan. He was writing children's books about tennis. Someone, again, I've already said this, but I'll say it one more time. Athletes, when they retire, tend to kind of fade away publicly. They go away. You just got the sense that Kobe Bryant was just going to get bigger and better as time went on.
Yeah. I want to thank Dr. Andrews for joining us. Thanks for listening to the Carolina Connection Radio.